Jubilee, stewards, and press on. These are the words I want to share with you this morning, and I hope that you'll remember them and reflect on them with me. I think they're particularly important words for us as a community at this time. Jubilee, stewards, and press on. Now, I want to start by saying how much I love our way of being human, our Episcopalian way of being human. This struck me particularly forcefully this spring. Like all of us, I have just felt almost oppressed by the noxious and inhumane language that's just flying around in this political season. And I'm often encountering voices like David Brooks who mourn that we can't seem to find a more humane, compassionate, stronger way of being in community with one another as Americans. In the spring, I went to a gathering called Gathering 2016. It was all Gen X and millennial Episcopal clergy. There were 54 of us there, and we met for much of the time in a large circular room. And we had very intense, difficult conversations about vexing issues facing each of us, often ending up in opposite sides of various things. But the way we were with each other, underneath it all, had a compassion, a strength, a humanity that I kept repeatedly thinking, God, if only America were more like us. If only we had the capacity to be both honest and yet intensely in relationship with one another. So many of the things that are just come across as noxious noise to me would be resolved. We have a way of being human that is valuable and treasured, and we must attend to it carefully. These three words that I share with you this morning, Jubilee, stewards, and press on, I want to say are particularly important for us as the St. Paul's community as we enter into these next 2 years. Let me explain. First of all, the word jubilee. You may be somewhat familiar with this. As I've been sharing over the last couple of months, we've had a remarkably sort of energizing and fun, even, exploration of all biblical books, the book of Leviticus on Wednesdays. And one of the things that we discovered was the source of this word, jubilee. It comes from the 25th chapter of Leviticus. Here it is. It says, you shall count off 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the period of 7 weeks of years goes 49 years. Then you shall have the trumpet sounded loud, and on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement, you shall have the trumpet sounded throughout all your land, and you shall hallow, the 50th year, and you shall proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Now, I bring this up because I think 2018 ought to be a jubilee year for us. It will be our 150th anniversary as an Episcopal presence here in Marin County. And notice that jubilee years begin with the sounding of a trumpet. And so what I am proposing is, with my good, smart aleck friend, Katie Taggart, is at the very beginning of the year in January that we have a great celebration around the Feast of St. Paul. A long weekend of parties, of open houses, of celebration, of proclamation to Marin County that we are here and we are not only an important, but we are an essential voice. Essential American voice now. Jubilee year 2018. Now, that's a year and a half away. In the meantime, next year, we need to focus on this second word, which is stewards. Now, I get the meaning of this word from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and I refer to this frequently. You know, one of those mysterious phrases that we hear often when we do a baptism is join us in the priesthood of all believers. That's you and me. That's not just those of us who wear this. We are priests together. And what I take that to mean is that we are stewards. And I take that from this passage in 1 Corinthians, where Paul says this: "Think of us in this way, as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy." Now, we are stewards together of God's mysteries. That's the scripture, the stories and images that are there. That's the sacraments, the water of baptism, the bread and wine of communion. But it is also this sacred space. One of my great delights is to be in this space, or looking at this space during the week. I sometimes will come in here and do a contemplative prayer meditation for about 20 minutes. And about a third of the time, somebody wanders into the space while I'm here and sits perhaps in the back in silence and stillness. Or even more delightful is to see a little child wander in here as they're going to the preschool and look around in wonder at the beauty of this space. And I would suggest that, not quite like Iona, but in some way, people are coming in here and they are recognizing that this is thin space. This is a space that has been prayed into for generations. And so it is hitting something human and essential in each of them. And we are the stewards of that mystery. We are the stewards of this whole campus. I was having a conversation with Byron, who's right there, yesterday. And he's had a really tough week. And he explained to me the experience of walking onto this campus and for the first time this week, feeling a sense of peace and stillness. Now, I'm setting us up here for the conversation that we're going to have after the 10 o'clock service, which is the essential work that we are doing, our generation, of putting in a new, beautiful, safe, accessible courtyard. And that is our generation's gift. And if we do this right, it's going to be the courtyard when this community celebrates its next Jubilee year, its 200th anniversary as a church. And that will be our generation being stewards of God's mysteries. Finally, press on. Now, I believe these words of Paul are having and going to have even more, they're words for us. They are watchwords for us. Here they are. "This one thing I do," writes Paul, "forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained." Very interesting. Now, in the first instance, I want to start with the ending of that. Let us hold fast to what we have attained. What I believe is that, to loop back to my story at the beginning, our way of being human is essential right now for where we are as a country and a culture. America needs us. America needs us to be confident, a confident voice in the conversations that are happening right now. And by God's grace, that is something that we have attained over the generations. But we are not to be still in that voice. We are to press on together, the one thing, forgetting what lies behind, not being nostalgic. This courtyard project is not an exercise in nostalgia. It's an exercise in pressing forward to do the work that we have been called to do by Christ Jesus our Lord. And we are called here to be single-minded in our pursuit of holiness of life together, not only for our sake, but for the sake of Marin County and of the wider world. By God's grace, we have been given a beautiful, vulnerable, but necessary way of being human. Let us not falter, not just for our sake, but for the sake of the world that needs our voice. Let's press on.